now that Sean's on IR, how tough of a situation is he going through in terms of his long-term?
Well, I mean, Sean's having, obviously it's not easy. I think any time your season comes to an end, that's a tough reality. You think about everything he's put into it and really the opportunities that he's created for himself and really the, position he was on our football team. I mean, Sean is, you don't have enough Sean Richardsons on your football team, and his approach, his heart, his work ethic, and, just the way he plays the game. So, we're still working through some things, and but I know he's, he's a strong man, but I know there's a lot of love for him in this building, and, we'll make the transition.
You get a sense of this is career threatening?
I don't have. They're still working through a lot of things.
Mike, I know yesterday you said Nick Perry is going to be the furthest away of all your injured players. What is the level of concern with him just based on
Well, actually, just the report this morning is he's advancing through the process better than expected. So is BJ. So those guys are making progress.
Mike, how do you think the secondary overall has weathered the last few games without Morgan?
Secondary's played well, very well. So, I mean, it's been adjustment. Obviously Morgan is, one of our, better players and key communicators and so forth. So I think Ha's really stepped up big. He's played very well, Micah. Chris Banjo's got some opportunities in there and really with, Casey and Randall and Q and those guys, and what else can I say about Sam Shields? I mean, I think Sam's playing at his highest level of his career.
Mike, this is the most sophisticated passing attack you've gone up against so far with San Diego?
It's definitely a very matchup conscious and, I'd say sophistication as far as this, the ability for Phillip Rivers to get to the schemes they want to get to at the right time. And I think that's the biggest challenge for any quarterback at the line of scrimmage. I think, when you watch Phillip Rivers play and you watch Aaron Rodgers play, their ability to command the line of scrimmage is at the highest level. So that's going to be a big part of the challenge.
If I go back to Morgan, why do you think they've adjusted so well the secondary playing without him the last few games?
Hey, we got a lot of good players. Our defense is playing with the right attitude. The communication is clearly better than it's been in the past. Guys are on the same page. It's fun to hear the interaction of the defense. Particularly you're talking about the secondary. So I think it's just the improvements we've made throughout the offseason through training camp, and we're gaining confidence, more and more confidence each week.
Mike, do you think Devontae will be able to do a little bit more today maybe than he did yesterday?
Devontae and Morgan are scheduled to try to do more today.
Mike, what ways do you think Justin Perrillo can help you guys just based on what he did last year and upcoming
back? Justin, very familiar with our offense. He's I look at Justin as a two-year player, and now he gets his opportunity for Sunday. So just steady, smart, instinctive, can play all the positions. He's a good athlete. He's definitely a valuable guy because he can you can like I said, he can play all the positions on special teams, all the positions at tight end.
Be happy with how TJ came out yesterday?
Yeah, so far so good. I think today with the padded work, particularly early in camp, I think TJ will get a good gauge on where he is.
What's been your balance this week, Mike? You have a bunch of injured guys you're trying out, trying to get them ready, and then a bunch of guys have gone through a rough schedule. Are you going in pads today? And then what's been your?
Well, if you watch, I've been trying to take care of them on Wednesdays. I mean, really the Wednesday practice has been the same as 3 weeks in a row. So we did a little more yesterday than. We had two team periods yesterday that we didn't have last week, so I did a little more yesterday than last week. So I guess that tells you maybe we're a little healthier. But we'll go pad today. We'll pad them up and get through all the heavy stuff, and then we'll back off.